Hello and welcome to the Thoughtful Anarchy platform. If you haven't viewed our podcast, please take a gander. TT has rejoined the fold after her prolonged absence. She didn't even ask for a permission slip or nothing. But we're going to ask her some questions that were posed over the time being. This is Ask a Black Lady.
Yeah, Ask a Black
Lady. Let me tell you, right? Again, disclaimer. Just because we are two black women, our answers are not indicative of what all black women think, because we are not a monolith.
Right, we're not a monolith. But for me, it's most black ladies, so.
Oh, God. Okay, so if you... No, whatever. What?
That's for me, not for her.
Whatever. I disagree.
I'll tell you what most black women think.
I think the ones who have been alive for a long time, but me now, I usher in the...
But look, when we get to this question, this question is a monolith, and I'm going to tell you why.
Huh.
I assume you two voted for Biden.
Oh, okay.
How does it feel to see that he's just the same as Trump? Let's get into it. You go ahead. Now, the only reason why I say that's a monolith is because when you look at the statistics and the voting, black women and black people as a whole do vote Democratic.
Okay, statistically, yes.
Yes. So, but go ahead. So, how do you feel about, like they say, that he's just the same as Trump?
Okay, so I don't think so. One, I think that language and the renewed vigor for discrimination, racism, basically all the deplorable behavior that America has been founded on, has been re-welcomed by the Trump attitude. Okay. I do not think that Biden's campaign struck the same tenor at all. I don't think that his campaign immediately allows for people to say, we can do our racism and be fine with it. I think they can do it in a very progressive, liberal way that they love to do it. You know, when all these white liberals masquerade as allies, but still undercut you on loans and charge you like exorbitant fees and still kick you out of your homes, etc., etc. But I don't think it overtly screams that you can go back to burning fucking crosses, that you could go out and march with tiki torches saying that the South will rise again or Jews will not replace us. I do not think that this administration ushers in that same tone, that same type of ideology. I don't think it's inherently welcomed. In terms of his policies, I didn't vote for him thinking that he was going to be the great progressive hope.
Yeah, and I think because this is called Ask a Black Lady, the context of this question, what I'm getting when they say he's the same, I guess they're trying to say, like, as far as, like...
A white man
and what he's doing for black people.
Okay, so the difference is Biden never said anything about doing anything for black people. Again, same way how I said Obama never said anything about doing anything for black people. I can't hold somebody to something that they never said. They never said that because they know it's not feasible.
But wasn't there supposed to be that police? What did they call that? George Floyd?
Oh, the reform?
Yeah.
Well, they're working on that. The issue.
But they were able to get that Asian American thing passed.
I mean, I feel like the black community, while we're great for show, like we can create a movement. We create so many movements, so many shifts in culture, etc. The thing is, we haven't found a way to monetize it or use that power for change in a way that is specifically definable and irrevocable. So I think that the Asian community, I've worked for Asian people, I worked as an Asian nanny, I've worked in Asian restaurants and stores, and if a person from Asia comes over, like these are Chinese people specifically, if another person from China come over and they said they need a job, they're hiring
them.
They
got a job.
They have a job. They need someplace to live, we can find you someplace to live. Like, it's just like a community. It's like a bridge. They just keep banding together because they understand that they understand how to work as a collective.
Right.
And I don't understand. I wonder if that's just a tenet of, you know, the communist society of China. Like, is that, like, those are the part of the thing that they tell them
but to. But it's not just China. It's other communities as
I don't
well.
Think, I don't think that, yes, I do think a lot of other communities do. Yeah. I'm just giving the specific example. Yeah. I wonder if it's a tenet of, like, you know, because of that political landscape, that they can do it this effectively. But I think they work, like when I think of Jewish people do it too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, everybody, like, I grew up in South Florida. I mean, if the Haitians, the Jamaicans, the Cubans. Like when they family come over, you never see any of them homeless in the street. It's just like somehow they come over and they have somewhere to live and they have a job.
I understand that, but yeah. I feel like the black community again is not a monolith, and we encompass more than just like African Americans, if you want to be called that, or Haitians or whatever, because I'm black, you're black, and I'm from the Caribbean and you're from America,
right?
So but we're still black in my humble opinion,
right?
I don't feel like we've been able to bridge that gap effectively, right, and work as a collective. I think that we are great at making collective noise, but that's it needs to lead into policy. And I feel like, despite our community being a great economic like factor, like black people, the black dollar is worth so much, which is why you see these commercials trying to appeal to us and everything, right? But we don't have, I don't feel like we have the gumption to work together in a way that's effective enough to create policies that really matter. Like, we'll talk about them, but we allow them to die. So I need the people who are black and who can lobby to be lobbying the fuck out of these politicians.
But I think a lot of times the politicians, especially ones we vote in, they're more like about their career. They're really not about policy. And a lot of times we vote based on feelings. We vote based on, you know, how can I say it? Celebrity looks. Because if we voted on policy, we wouldn't vote for a lot of these Democrats that we vote for. Because a lot of them don't do shit.
Wait, answer the question and I want to get back to that. I'm ready.
Do I think he's the same as Trump? I think all the politicians are alike. Only thing I say with Trump, this is what I say about Trump. To me, he was unlike a lot of politicians because we knew where he was coming from. Like, even though if he was saying stuff that was idiotic, crazy, stupid, like, he said what he said. And he wasn't political about it. He didn't just say things to make you feel good. He didn't just, you know, say stuff to get your vote. Like, he was saying how he really felt, and that probably he was saying what a lot of his constituents felt. Of course, you know, with Biden, he's a little bit more refined. He's a true career politician. As far as like, as this person said, you know, he's just the same as Trump, you know, when it comes to, you know, I guess black issues, you know, I do feel like all politicians to me approach black issues the same. Like, I just don't feel like any of them have gotten anything done.
Agreed. I don't think that it's gotten anything.
Like, it's not a priority. The only priority for politicians is just, especially Democrats, is just to get the black vote. Well, once they get the black vote, they're on to something new.
Well, I think it's hard, right? Especially, I mean, I think about it all the time. Black people don't make up that much of America.
They don't. It's like 13%.
So imagine, if you're a politician, you can't. If we're only 13% and the people who are un-black are the majority, wouldn't you try to appeal to them more so than us? Right. Get them their policies before they got us?
The only thing with black people is that we may tip the scale. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, let's just say, like, if 50% of people, white people, voted Republican and 50% voted Democrat, we could be that percentage, that you know, group of people that could tip the scale for the Democrat to be elected.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily Democrat, because I feel like, to be honest,
what else do we vote? We don't vote nothing else, really. As a monolith, we vote Democrat.
I feel that if there were a viable centrist running, most black people would vote that. You don't think so?
I mean, I haven't seen it yet. I mean,
because there's no viable centrist, because it's a two-party system.
Yeah.
I don't think America, with diaspora of people who are here in terms of divergent political views and the races and political identities and religious identities and ethnic identities, I think that we need to be more than just a two-party system. ever.
But if it was a third party system, it really wouldn't matter because you would still need white people to vote for that other third
party. I think I think a lot of white people are centrist too. I think most people are centrist. Mm. But it's just like two of the extremes shouting. So will I vote for the people who are just like, women should never have an abortion? I believe in the right to life, but I'm going to let kids die on welfare and starve in this country. I'm not voting for that party. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm going to vote for the party who's just like, we'll try. I'm like, okay. As opposed to the people who say no. Or as opposed to the people who say, like, legitimately Tom Cotton was like, black people are not as smart as white people. I'm not voting for a party that he's on. Let me tell you. Do you think that white people are smarter than black people? Why are you making that face?
I didn't say nothing. No.
Oh, course. You made a weird face.
No. Oh. I mean, I don't think intelligence has a race.
That's what
he said. I mean, when it comes to... Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean...
Because he's an idiot. Listen, I don't think I'm smarter than a lot of people, but I'm smarter than every single racist. I don't care what your PhD is if you're a racist. If you're a racist, then I'm smarter than you. You're a fucking idiot.
I mean, there's certain things that I can say black people can be more educated on. It has nothing to do with being intelligent or smart. It just...
That's interesting, such as?
Politics.
That'd be nice.
Because, I mean, just think about it. I'm the majority of people I know, they don't vote because of policy. They vote because, I don't know who this person is, but they're Democrat. And they just... Vote.
I don't know the people you know. I know most people who vote one issue voters, right? Because I know
I'm saying black people.
I know. Like I remember a black
person. If a black person had a choice between a Republican and a Democrat, they're gonna vote Democrat most of the time.
Incorrect.
Even if the Republican has their values.
It's incorrect. Because I know a lot of black people who vote Republican because they're one issue voters. Like for example, on abortion, I have a friend who voted for Trump. Solely because he does not believe in abortion.
But if you had 10 black people that you knew, out of the 10, how many would vote for Trump?
The ones I know vote Republican.
Okay. Well, but I need to meet these.
I think you'd like them.
I would like them.
No, I think you'd like them.
Okay.
But yeah, because they're Kevin Samuels listen to. I'm the only one who's just like, like just crazy.
Because, I mean... black people are more conservative than they think they are.
I know black people are more conservative.
They are conservative, but
it's not because that they think they are. But the issue is, right, when you're in a state in a state like America, or like in a country like America, and you have to choose between a party that definitively you know the racists are with. Mm-hmm. Because I don't see any overtly racist people who are just like Democrat is what I'm gonna go to. They feel very fine under the Republican Party, though.
Yeah.
I cannot, in good conscience, vote for that. That's what I don't care what my policy... You want to tax me 20%? They tax me so much more. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
You want to tax the shit out of me? That's fine. But you respect my right to live, my right of existence, as opposed to somebody who's was solely willing to hang me on the street. I've met Republicans who watched me. They were like, you're cool, but I think most black people should go back to being slaves. Excuse me?
I'm like, who are these people you're talking to?
I've met some wild people. And I think solely because, you know, usually when I'm listening, my face is just like... I think they take that for me not having a reaction. Like, I don't think what they're saying is crazy. It's just me. But they don't know I'm just listening. I'm just like, oh. Inside, I'm fuming. With you, I'm more reacting because, you know, we're friends. So,
right.
Like, I'm gonna react, etc. But most people, I just listen because I wanna feel the temperature of the people around me. You think I go back to around their house? Me, I don't go over the house without being strapped, without company. I need to be manned on two sides.
People need to go back to being slaves.
Yes! They were like, life was so much better when slavery was happening. I was like,
for who? For them.
Obviously. Obviously. But yes, next question.
But yeah, so, and I just want to say your assumption is wrong.
You didn't vote for Biden?
I voted down ballot.
You didn't vote president?
I didn't vote. I haven't voted for president in the past two elections. I'm just going to keep it real because I don't like anybody.
Okay.
I might have voted for Bernie Sanders, though.
If he was the elect?
Yeah.
I wouldn't vote for Bernie Sanders because I don't like how he talks to people.
No.
I feel like that's...
But no, I voted down.
I don't like how Biden talks to people, but I don't feel like it's as...
I put myself.
I don't feel like it's as crazy as Bernie because I feel like that's indicative of bigger problems and the fact that he doesn't chastise his people so as viscerally. Because, like, Bernie bros, the people who support Bernie, they're racist and very sexist. I don't like that.
I mean, hell.
A lot of them. Especially the men. Especially the men. Oh, my God.
I mean, didn't Kamala Harris call Joe Jim Crow Joe?
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But, again, I can't.
Oh, white men.
I can't vote for the party who has a man who says that life was better in slavery.
Is that what Trump said?
Damn. Tom Cotton again.
Oh, Tom Cotton said that.
He needs to be out of here.
That's why his name Cotton.
Oh, I was saying that. Okay. Okay. Oh, what's the next one? This is an interesting one.
Why are black females always playing the victim? This is new to me.
That's a very...
I can't say I completely disagree, but...
What? I think ahead. That's a very vague question.
Yeah.
First of all, black women. Black women. Because we're human beings.
She don't like females.
I hate the word female, right? Because you can be biologically female, right? And that is all well and good. But black women encompasses our humanity, our personalities, our characteristics, our mannerisms. We are more than our biological markers. Don't play me.
Do you think we play victims?
I played a victim once or twice. But not because I'm black. We're just in general, I wanted attention. But I was young back then. You know, you learn things as you grow. And like, real talk, let me tell you something, right? As a black woman who came to America, I realized that I was not anyone's ideal. So, you know, in order to get some attention, sometimes I had to contrive attention. Mm. And that was just me being young. I mean, I was like 18, 19. Who's not kind of an idiot back then? I definitely was. Yes. Like, who's not kind of an idiot? So, yes, I played the victim. I don't know what sense you mean as a victim, but I definitely, like, ratcheted up situations far more than it needed to be.
So, I'm thinking there, you know, because I'm assuming these are from, you know, other races. Really? I'm assuming when they say victims, meaning, like, how we say that nobody protects the black woman. Like, we're... You know, the least desired.
That's a good interpretation.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how I feel about it. What's your thoughts on this? Let me hear. I'm ready.
You know what? I think sometimes we do. I'm just going to be honest with you.
In which ways?
You know, as far as just, you know, just feeling like, you know, we're not getting, like they say, oh, black women, we don't get equal protection. We don't get this.
Don't think that's true?
I mean, I feel like, I'll be honest with you. I feel like black men have it worse than we do. I feel that way.
Because they're getting shot?
I mean, I just feel like, you know, whether it's the workplace, you know, things of that, I just feel like with black women, because we are still women, that...
It depends on the workplace.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, if you put up a black man against a black woman for the same job, or whether it's the same type of discrimination or issue, whatever going on... That they're probably going to choose the black woman.
It depends on the workplace, I think.
The black man.
I think it depends on the workplace.
I mean, of course, like, just as a woman, you know, in general, you know, we're you know, subject to certain type of, you know, criticism, bias, you know, whether it's about our hair, our body types, you know, things of that nature.
Oh, demeanor.
Our demeanor, but I just think overall, if you had to compare us to the black man, I just felt like, you know, in the most modern times that we probably have been able to advance more than black men. Like we probably reap the benefits more.
I don't know if I believe that. I'd need to research.
Because I mean, I feel like I don't, like when they say I don't feel like I'm a victim of anything. I feel like I create my path, and that's that. Like, things are going to happen along that path. I'm not, you know, I think a lot of this stuff that's in the media about, you know, all this stuff that's going on with women, I mean, it just doesn't always happen to me, so I can't agree with it. Like, I can say, well, I went to this job, and they didn't hire me because I had natural hair, or this and that, but then I'm just like, well, I'm kind of doing okay in my career, so I can't use that victimization or stereotype, because I probably make more money than the average man makes.
Okay, so that's funny because that helps goes into this other question, and we'll just conflate the two questions then. It says, do you actually believe that black people have less opportunity? You two seem to be doing fine. Why can't others just work hard like you? I don't believe in handouts or a world where everyone gets a trophy. I will say, I definitely have been, I don't think of myself as a victim either, but I definitely have been, my situations, my career, social, etc., has been marred by my experience with blackness. Like, I've been told I shouldn't have locks, or been chastised in the workplace because I had locks, or told I can't wrap my hair, or I can't wear certain things, or I can't look a certain way, or I need to behave a certain way, right. Like be less aggressive, or don't ask so many questions, or smile more at your coworkers, or tell someone hi. That doesn't make sense to me, because I've seen these people. They don't have to do the same thing I have to do, but because I look a certain way, I'm supposed to behave in a fashion, because I feel like I'm an average height, but apparently I'm taller than the average woman.
You are.
Whatever.
No, I mean, even though I'm not that tall, but I'm taller than the average woman is 5'4".
That's ridiculous. That's genetics.
Yeah. So if you're taller than 5'4", you're taller than the average woman.
I don't feel it, because I'm shorter than a lot of the people I converse with, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that accompanied with my blackness, and the fact that I don't speak a lot and I'm a woman, all like compacts itself to just be like, you should be doing more to make yourself seem approachable. Mm-hmm. Like, when you have all these piercings and tattoos, why would you want to talk to a black woman who looks like you? Where's your straight hair? Where's this certain look? Like, you need to look less aggressive, or you need to look more palatable for the diaspora to make them think that you're fine. Like, you're not going to curse them out. You're not going to be ratchet. You're not going to finger snap. I don't finger snap. In general, like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't think it's a victimhood thing. It's just a thing. And I've encountered a lot of situations where it's white women and black men, and I'm there. And definitely, I've never felt nice. Most of the time, I've never felt that the black man had my back. And it made me realize I shouldn't expect anyone to have my back. But I thought they would, because if I saw a black man and he needed help, I'd have his back. Mm-hmm. But for me, he felt the need to curse me out. And, you know, of course, I gave him the dressing down of a lifetime. But also, the Asian woman, she was like, no, you don't talk to this woman like that. Like, crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had a situation where, like, other women helped me out. Not black women, but, like, other women in general. And I was like, I don't understand why. I don't think it needs to be, like, race against race. I just think that it is easier for us to be picked on, because for a long time, I know a lot of other women of different races and minorities, their bodies are sexualized as well. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of instances, in this country at least, they weren't owned and treated as chattel.
As chattel.
Enslaved humans, etc. So it's a different connotation. And I think that people look down on us because, again, majority white people, and even though there's no slavery right now, if they're being informed by these old ass people and they're passing these traditions on, they're gonna have certain biases to black people. Because I've been friends with white liberals, and even though they don't think they're racist, they do a lot of racist stuff. Like, oh, like if I'm dancing, right, or shaking something, and they're like, I'm not embarrassed of you. Honey, why would you be embarrassed of me? You're mad because I'm dancing in a place that has music?
Oh, wow.
Things like that.
So let me just ask you this, because I know you said you've had issues about, you know, like your hair and different things in the workplace. So I'm just thinking, like, so if you built a business, or you're over whatever, $1 million, $1 billion, Fortune 500 business, and you had a certain standard of how you wanted your employees to dress and present themselves, or anybody. Like, this is my business. Like, this is my company.
Sunshine me now if I was to have a business.
Well, anybody.
Okay.
Do you not have the right to want your employees to look and dress a certain way?
I think you do, but mine would never be informed on these certain biases. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like...
But do they have that right?
I feel like they can do it, but that doesn't make it actually right, morally, if that makes sense.
Okay.
They have the legal right, but that doesn't mean it's morally right. Because, you know, the law and morality doesn't necessarily intersect all times.
And the sad part is, especially if you're working in corporate America, that's even like in the military, like they make people cut their hair, this and that. Like,
but you know that they've changed the rules to match.
I know they are. Okay. But what I'm saying is, if that's what their rule is, and that's not what you are, then maybe you just don't need to work for that. Because that's what I've said. I said, if somebody has an issue with my locks, that company isn't for me. And I'm not going to be upset. And I'm not going to be like, oh, but you're not accepting me for who I am. But okay.
Fortunately, you and I have the mental and educational dexterity and the experience dexterity to operate in within different mediums. Because every job that treated me like I didn't want to be treated, I've left. I'm not that type of person. I'm not staying here.
Yeah.
I don't care if I won't. If I have to be jobless for the next 4 months, yeah, I'm going to sell everything. And then I'll get it back. I don't care. I'm not doing it. No, but some people don't have that level of dexterity.
Okay.
Like, that's what they were saying. Oh, you two are doing fine. Let me tell you. I'm doing fine.
Everybody's not doing fine.
Though. Because let me tell you. America.
The shit that we've been through to do fine.
The straightforward way of doing things, too, doesn't work for all people. Because I've lied. I've cheated. I've stolen.
I don't do that. Go ahead.
Fucking liar. Because, like, nothing it's egregious. It's good. Liar. Nothing. You? Let me. Yes, I've done all those things. But there's... You have to finesse.
There's a lot of finessing that has to go on.
When you're black, because people don't give you things straight on. Because right. I've seen people like, getting things that I can get. And I know, like, feasibly, I'm in a better position on paper than they are. But for me, there's so much difficulty attributed with this process because of why. I know certain times when I go on certain calls, especially when I'm talking to people in the financial realm, I try to tail back my accent because I don't want them to know I'm black. Because my real name is not overtly black.
Right.
But I don't want them to know I'm black solely because I feel like it would negatively impact my interaction with them.
That's true.
And somebody working in wealth management, you know.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, I've had people I've talked to over the phone and we're kikiing, laughing, and then they finally come in the office and it's just like, oh.
I've had that too.
Like, they look like you, but your name's Martina. I'm like, okay.
You give it as your phone.
It's okay, y'all can bleep that out. But you know, it's like, okay, and then they see me and they're like, oh, we thought we've been talking to a white woman all this time.
I had that happen with an interview, right? Okay. So I went in and the guy was like, Ivana Mills. And I said,
this is me.
Yep. That's when I had my locks. I had my red locks and I had all my purple lipstick and my green blazer.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, I looked good as fuck though, because I was buttoned up and, like, you know, like, I had my bust out and I had the green blazer that came up on the nice swoop. And then I had like a tight pencil neck black skirt. You didn't want to see me when I was in my fit days. And I had on this like nice, like, this is back when I used to be like, I don't mind cheap makeup, but Wet n Wild lipstick is not it. It's so gunky. But I had on my,
I use Wet n Wild eyeliner. Go ahead.
I like their eyeliner. Which one? The wet one?
That's what I use.
The dry pencil?
I use the pencil, the whatever.
I don't like the Wet n Wild eyeliner because I feel like it's patchy. Oh. Try the e.l.f. It's cheaper and it's so much better.
Okay.
But yes, I was wearing that, and when he saw me, he was so... It was two men. It was an Indian man and a white man, and they were surprised to see me, how I look. But I think they fell in love with me so much because I was like awesome, and I was like, ah, hey, that's really... And it was one of those like kind of Google environments where you see the people playing tetherball in the corner and like playing hacky sack. So it was good. And like, yeah, I was younger back then.
And that's another thing too. But go ahead. I'm just saying, with women, we just got to be always smiling and cheating.
That's what I'm saying. But that
men can be serious. But it's just like, why are you not smiling?
But that's the thing. It's not about victim. Like, they're saying, like, when we address certain microaggressions that we're calling ourselves victim. Like, when I used to wear headphones in the office, like, I used to go to lunch, put on my headphones and go to lunch and come back up. Don't talk to anybody. Come back. Right. And I got told by my director, when I had a director, yo, like, people are saying that you're unsociable, you're not talking to anybody when you go downstairs. I was like, am I causing anybody harm? They're like, no, but you should just, you know, make yourself open and more approachable. And then I asked the other two individuals who I know specifically wear headphones, who are men, white men specifically. I was like, has anyone addressed you about these certain issues? And they were like, no. But why me though? What's the difference between Jim and Todd?
Because they want you to be happy to have a job, you black bitch.
You damn. I am happy to be gainfully employed. What am I saying? Here. White masters, thank you so much for the black, like, for the dollars so, yes, in my black bank accounts. Right. I don't mean to complain about any of the terrible things that happened. Right. I think a black person gave this question because it was one of those, like, I think it was a black man specifically because it was one of those. Why
black females?
Play the victim. I think, because I haven't had a white man call me a female.
Yeah, black men do say female.
I hate that. I've never had a white man call me a female. Because if he did, I'd pull him up so quick. Like, I definitely know people meant to consider me difficult, quote unquote. But
and most of the guys I grew up with, they say female.
I'll just grasp it. Oh, my brother says female. I was like, listen.
Your brother say it?
My other brother, you know how they feel.
Yeah.
But if they in this house, you say women for the time being. Oh. And then, one of my brother's persons got mad because I was like, I'm not allowing Chick-fil-A in this house. And they were like, oh, so you're going to tell us what we can't eat? I was like, this is a half gay ass house. And if you in here, we don't eat Chick-fil-A. You can eat in your car, though. I would not endorse any of that. Because that kind of behavior, why would you support someone? You say you care about me and you support someone who says that I don't have the right to love the person I want to love, or right to marry to the person I want to love, or the right to live solely because I want to fuck somebody who has the same shit as me. You are crazy. So I get really up in arms about stuff. Yeah.
So what about you? You think about it saying us having less opportunities. Like, do you think we have? And my thing is, they say you two seem to be doing fine. How do they know we're doing? How we're doing?
I guess because we're clean. We don't have any crack pipes near us. I don't have a child on my hip. I am not wearing a bonnet currently. I don't have a bucket of KFC within hand reaching proximity.
Whoever asked this question, I want them to follow up maybe later and tell us how they know that we're doing fine. And how do they know we work hard?
I imagine
that. Because I can say I work hard. Work hard maybe, you know, I mean.
I think it's because.
Do something about 2 hours a day. It's like, you know, like what? I mean, that's just.
Maybe they watch our videos and see that there's a consistency in background. I'm like, they're still with her home. They're doing fine. They have not yet been homeless.
And they say they don't believe in handouts or a world where everybody gets a trophy. What's a handout? If it comes from the government, I guess it's a handout.
Like the stimulus, they consider handouts.
I ain't turning down nothing but my collar, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
If I work and I pay taxes and Trump or Joe, whoever want to give me a little stimulate my life, stimulate me, baby.
That's what I'm saying. Stimmy me. I'm ready. Like, don't play.
I mean, and I'm assuming they're saying, you know, people that get food stamps, welfare, or whatever. I mean, do you think the government should step in and help take care of people?
It depends on who the people are. I mean, I feel like the government definitely helps the rich a lot, so I don't see a problem with helping
people.
But
that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I work in wealth management, and I see all of these workarounds and everything that these rich people do to not pay taxes.
But they want to penalize me. How?
I mean, that's a handout. Like, if they're making laws that's advantageous, you know, advantageous.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. To, like, rich, then that's a handout.
I agree.
Like, everybody gets handouts, whether you rich, poor, whatever, everybody gets handouts. I mean, even when you're thinking about when this country was started, like, all these white people came to this country and they got all these land grants. And what is a grant? A handout.
I agree.
I mean, so, you know, for whatever reason, when they associate black people, they associate us with welfare and handouts. But if you go to, is it Kentucky or Tennessee? One of those states, they have the highest amount of food stamps for a town is a white town. And they're getting the most food stamps in the country.
I mean, white people are the people who are taking up most of the welfare system.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because they're majority of the people.
But they only want to talk about black people on welfare. White people definitely aren't welfare.
Right. So, I mean, you know, don't always associate because you're black that you're getting all these handouts.
But you see you know the phrase I love so much? Ever since black people stopped working for free, everybody considered them lazy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things because I was like, because me, I don't... When the panini happened, I didn't work for like 8 months, and I, to be quite frank, I didn't try too hard to get a job because I know I was getting paid previously. Mm-hmm. And the people who were hitting me up weren't trying to pay me that. That's fine. I know what I'm worth, though. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to take some meager job to bust my ass for something that... for pennies, peanuts! When I could just sit on the couch.
You know what? I'm just going to say it. I don't care. Get mad if you want to. I've been working, whatever, since I was 16 years old. The laziest people I've ever worked with were not black people. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Exactly. Like, most black people, especially, like, before I become, you know, to be quite frank. I'm fine now. But before, when I was hustling, grinding, like, losing my head, I used to work 2-3 jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, get up. And then go off work and then go work somewhere else and do my little side hustle on the weekends, etc., etc. I don't know. I've never met some of my ally friends who had that those existences.
White counterparts.
And you know so interesting, right? Because when you told me that you haven't
had... And most of the white women I know, they end up getting married, getting pregnant, and then they leave. I'm like, damn. Like, I mean,
in your job?
Yeah, I mean, in the field I'm in, there's not a lot of white women, and I'm like, it's not like I do a lot of hard so many work. But you know, it's just like,
let me be frank. Listen,
and I mean, when you're talking about doing like hard labor jobs, it's more people of color doing those hard labor jobs.
I have a lot of white women in my office, and they're ruining my life. They give me ulcers. For no reason. Like, they make issues an issue, and I wonder. They haven't seen me yet because, you know, I'm working remote, so I'm still under the cover.
My last job, I quit because it was just, you know, some white woman. I guess she just thought I was her personal assistant, and she just, well, I don't want to work late during the week. Can you come help me on a Sunday? I'm like, Sunday's my day off. I'm like, so I'm supposed to leave my family and work. I still got to work during the week, and you want me to work on Sunday, but you want to be able to go home early during the week and want me to come in on Sunday to help you. So basically, your family and your life matters more than my black family matters. Yes. But we're lazy.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I mean, in my experience working, I'm sorry, the hardest working
people... 2 + 8 = chicken.
Are not... White people are good at telling you what to do. But as far as like actually working, they don't do... I've never seen where they're just consistently doing the hard work. Hard labor.
Why would it be when the impetus of this country, they had other people to do it for them?
But that's what I'm saying. But it's questions like this that kind of piss me off, and they make it seem like, you know, like, oh, we just want handouts and we're lazy. But I mean, I have a huge family. It may be 1 or 2 lazy motherfuckers in there, but everybody works.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm just like, where are all these lazy black people y'all talking about?
I know. Like, I don't know. I actually don't know a black person who doesn't work.
I don't know. So that's why I say it's propaganda. I do like how this one neighbor, but she's, you know, she's a housewife. But still, like, that's her role. She doesn't have to work because her husband is a hard worker.
Don't say that to housewives, though. They believe it's a job.
After your kids get a certain age, what's the job? You send them to school.
No, let's talk about that on Dear Sunshine and TT.
Okay. But anyway, I'm just letting you know, like, I just hate that propaganda, like, black people aren't out here working. Because, like you said, most people you know work.
I don't know anyone who doesn't
most
work.
Of the people I know work. I don't know anybody that's just sitting around just consistently. I don't know a single person like that. Food stamps and welfare. So, yeah. Fuck you if you think that.
Yeah, and, like, when I didn't have a job, I wasn't out here like, oh, right. Give me some money. I didn't go food stamps, right. None of that.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I could have, but I didn't because, like... I mean, fortunately, I'm in a good enough position that it's not that deep.
And I'm going to tell you, if I have to, shit, I will. I done worked and paid my taxes.
That's what I'm saying.
If it comes to a point to where I'm just down and out and I need to apply for food stamps, goddamn it, I'm going to apply for them because I work.
Let me tell you, when I first saw the amount of taxes they took from me, now that you know, I was like... Wait a minute, how do I go back to the old
school? Right, exactly. Like,
this don't make that much sense.
Right.
Yes, I too, if I needed food stamps, I'm going on those things.
Yeah.
And if I need Medicaid, well, in the state of Georgia, I can't get Medicaid unless I'm disabled. renal failure and or pregnant.
And Medicaid shouldn't even...
Or under 18.
Healthcare shouldn't be considered a handout, but
that's a hard let's talk about that on Dear Sunshine TV. We'll leave that other question because it's a hard question. It's that would be a long conversation.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us. Please feel free to send your questions in any forum. I mean, we're not going to bite. I mean, of course, we may not like your questions. And I mean, you run the gamut.
And I'll take it personal because I did say fuck you to whoever said that. But
did you? I didn't even hear that.
But just know that's not the norm. Stop believing the propaganda and the everything that you hear. Like, most black people aren't out here on welfare and food stamps.
And they're not lazy. And let me tell you, on the weekend.
And it's okay to be lazy sometimes.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Like, we live in the richest country in the world. Like, why the hell do we have to go out here and kill ourselves to work every day?
Oh, let's talk about the work week too. Okay. Bye, everyone. Subscribe to all our platforms. We just got a TikTok. It's Thoughtful. I think it's Thoughtful_Aniki. I'm gonna send you.
Is it y'all done pissed me off with that question?
Oh Jesus. Okay. Well, goodbye, everyone.
Bye.